I'm going to Stalingrad, he said with a deep sigh. Jane's eyes widened in shock and disbelief. Was he serious? Why in the hell would he go there of all places? There's nothing for him there.
Peter, please tell me you're not serious, Jane said in disbelief.
I am serious, Peter said, his words striking true like arrows.
Peter, if you go, you'll be killed, she cried,
utterly distraught and confounded that he would do something that seemed so foolhardy. Jane, I must go, he said, with a heavy dose of seriousness in his words. There's someone there who needs my help. Peter sat up, staring down at his feet, still cursing at himself inwardly that he had not been able to do anything until now, and needs it now more than ever.
Who do you know in Russia? Asked Jane, skeptically.
Someone that I left behind long ago. Someone who has a family, and someone who does not deserve all that is happening in her... He corrected himself, not wanting to offend Jane for mentioning that there was another over in another country. He loved her already as a friend, but...
They're home. I don't understand. How do you know someone in Russia?
I visited Russia when I traveled with my father through Europe before the war.
I thought you went to England, she said, confused.
I did, but that wasn't the only place I went to. I went to France, Switzerland, Germany, Poland, and Russia during my trip with my father. Jane remained silent, still trying to discern why he, a seemingly sensible boy, would attempt such a dangerous stunt. Even if he did have someone he knew in Russia, why would he still risk his neck for someone that he must not have seen in perhaps 4, even 5 years? Anyone else would have long forgotten about anyone he or she had met and since parted ways with. So what drove him to commit such a suicidal act?
Peter, you can't go, she said in a desperate plea.
Peter sighed and walked over to the kitchen window, not wanting to hear something he had been told over and over again. Thomas had told him before that he would only set himself up for death by traveling to a place where the best one could hope for was to not have a bullet await one. He didn't care about death at this point now. That was the least of his worries. No. What drove him was the call of that one girl that haunted his thoughts since he stepped off the shores of Russia those 4 long years ago. Even if he did die, he would not be the least regretful for what he did. It was the only thing he could do. For her. There's nothing else I can do but go, he said, as if he had been handed his own fate on a slip of paper.
Why must you?
Jane cried to him, as if he was already taking his final steps off from his place in the mortal world and into the arms of death.
Why must you go to where there is a battle raging? Why must you go help someone who might already be dead?
Peter's head shot up, and he turned a flaming hazel eye to his blonde, ocean-blue-eyed friend. She dared to suggest that such a possibility exist? She had the very guts, nay, the nerve, to even entertain the thought of his Tanya?
I know they are not dead, and I know she is not dead!
Jane's eyes opened in shock. She? The person he wanted to fight for was a girl? Peter had never told her anything about another woman from afar. Now she was even more opposed to him going than ever if it was over a girl. A girl that was somehow invading her territory.
She, Peter? Is that what this is about? Another woman?
Peter cursed inwardly. He said to himself he would not let her know about Tanya, and now he let the cat out of the bag. Now he faced an inquisition, feeling Jane's eyes staring at him, demanding an answer.
Well, Peter, what is she to you?
She then asked with venom in her voice.
A friend? A lover? Or just some peasant you're trying to waste your time for?
Before you think of anything else, she's a friend I left behind.
Left behind? She repeated, her tone softening. How long have you known each other?
The last time I saw her was 4 years ago, before this blasted war started.
Oh, I see,
she responded back with a smile. It was easy to see that this girl didn't really pose an immediate threat to her, at least not at the moment. Then do you still oppose me in going?
Yes, I do, she muttered, softly staring at the floor. I just don't see why you would risk your life for someone so far away. Peter sighed, seeing that it would take more than simply showing her who he knew back in Stalingrad to convince her. He took a seat on a bar stool near his small kitchen and twirled around to face her.
Jane, let me ask you something. You say you have a brother in the Eighth Army. Wouldn't you give everything if you had a chance to see him again?
Well, yes, she said, looking into his strong, piercing hazel eyes. I'd do anything.
If you had to go to him to see him, wherever he was right now, would you do it?
I would, if I had the chance, she sighed. But I don't think it'll ever happen.
Well, that's where you and I think differently, Peter chuckled. That's all I am doing here. But I know that if I just sit idly by and let things in Stalingrad continue as they are, I know that there may not be another chance for me to see her and the others again.
May I ask you something? She solicited, the entreating glimmer of her eyes never fading.
What is it?
Is she really that precious of a friend that you'd risk everything for her?
Peter sat up, his hazel eyes glinting without an ounce of hesitation or second thought, showing the strong determination he had for going on this damn adventure he would otherwise not take part in. I would not think of going if she was not important to me.
Well, I suppose that is true, she said with a smile.
You really do amaze me, Peter.
How so? He asked, eyebrow raised in slight confusion.
Just by how committed you are to those around you. I've never met anyone else like that.
That's how friends are supposed to be, Jane, Peter chuckled. My friends, here and abroad, taught me that a long time ago.
Well, that is true. You've always been loyal to us.
And I will never stop being that way, Jane. Not now, not ever.